Adam, congratulations on the Gold Glove.
I appreciate that. You know, the tireless efforts of this Orioles team. You know, it's a group effort. Myself, Marquez, and Hardy. You know, just put in the tireless work, and it's a team award because my teammates put me in the situation. The pitching staff keeps us involved in the game, keeps us on our toes. Those kind of things like that are the reasons why we're able to go in day in and day out and play prideful defense.
The Orioles have piled on the Gold Glove Awards in recent years, Adam. It's not a coincidence that the pitching has gotten better and the defense has gotten better and vice versa. The defense, there's been more of really an emphasis on it from Buck Showalter, and the pitching's also gotten better. And I think it's such an undervalued thing around Major League Baseball, but it's obviously one of the big reasons the Orioles have won a lot the last 3 years.
Well, it's very, very crucial that that's addressed. I mean, people last few years, this and that, we can't do this, our pitching staff won't do that. Our pitching staff is the reason why we've been contenders the last 2 or 3 years. You say what you want about the home run and all that, but I think our pitching and defense is the reason why, you know, we've had success as an organization. So, you know, that's one thing that we harp on because we know that's what you can bring every day. And you know, the hitting part aspect of the game, that's a tough part of the game, but that pitching and defense, that's two things that you can control in certain aspects, so take pride in it.
Adam Jones is with us. 4 Gold Gloves, Adam. That is not a small number, only 29 years of age. Where does this Gold Glove get to go in your house?
Well, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, think about it. But it's going to go, I don't know where it's going to go, really. It's going to go somewhere. I mean, I haven't finished building all my trophy and stuff. I just wait till I'm done playing and see where I lie and pass on to my kids and grandkids and family to let them sort it out. But it's going to go somewhere in my office, and hopefully it can be on a mantle and a display, you know, when it's all said and done with others.
What do you take more satisfaction in, Adam, taking away a home run or hitting one?
Well, I mean, I've heard that saying so many times. It all depends. Whatever it does for me, if I'm on the road doing it, because, like, there's no better. I mean, it's a great feeling when you hit a home run at Camden Yards and you're able to jog around. The whole stadium is, you know, cheering you on and all that stuff, and beer's flowing and shots are going. But when you're in the stadium and that whole stadium is just shut up, quiet, and you can hear just your fans, you know, on the road and just silent. But the whole stadium is looking at you, but in silence. I like quietness. I like decent quiet. So to me, that's ain't nothing better to me than hitting a home run or robbing a home run on the road.
Adam Jones is with us. Adam, a couple of things. One is, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Sports Illustrated came out with their top 100 Twitter handles in the world of sports to follow, and you made that list. There weren't too many baseball players on it, but you were one of them.
Sweet. What number was that?
I don't know if they ranked it. They just put the top 100.
So that means I can get a little bit more followers to yell at me.
I think so.
I don't mind it. Hey, more followers means more people to follow me.
More people follow you and the Orioles, and they actually mention the Stay Hungry campaign, which kind of brings us to what's going down Sunday. Adam Jones's Stay Hungry Purple Tailgate. We talked about this last week, but Blue Agave, Abbey Burger, Jimmy's Seafood, Mother's, Dangerously Delicious Pies, also a great bar to come out and support Adam Jones, who raised $10,000, over $10,000 last year, a chance to beat that number this year. It's before the Ravens and Titans game coming up on Sunday. Tell us about it, Adam.
Well, I mean, I don't really need to hype it up anymore. You did a great job, and you always do.
Thank you.
It's a great cause for Boys and Girls Club, who, all of us have some sort of ties to. Me, I grew up in it from 4 to 16, so you know, it's deep to my heart. So it's just something that I felt like this is where my idea of where my money should go is to rebuilding our youth, giving the youth opportunity. And this money is going to not just help the youth now, but it'll help the youth that continuously flows in and out of that center for, you know, as long as we can keep the products undamaged and unharmed. But it's a good cause, and we come out. The last year at Tailgate, I think everybody was satisfied. The response from it was great. And this year, I think we should be able to top it. And I just want to thank Brian for putting it on. Brian around town, he does everything around here. He does a great job. And just want to see a good turnout. But at the end of the day, I know that the money's going towards something good, and it's going to be good to see people I haven't met and hang around and get an ice luge or something.
And
it's my off season. I ain't got to worry about it.
And for more, you can go to simplyaj10.com. That's simplyaj10.com. Also on Saturday, Adam, this is really cool. You are in town before the game on Sunday to do something really special, also really to the same end as far as the youth here in Baltimore.
Right. Well, my second center is going to open on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be, you know, these are monumental things to me because, you know, I see that the position I've been able to grab over the last few years, and now I'm being able to help, and not just help by just giving money, but the time and effort that the center and these kids need. So this money that we're going to raise for the boys for the tailgate on Sunday will go to the Boys and Girls Club that is opening on Saturday. So the more, the merrier, and let's see our future in Baltimore. Let's see the future kids in Baltimore help do something with their lives, because it's a struggle out there. So all you want to do is create opportunity, and I think that these kind of movements and campaigns and events are the right way to go about it to promote awareness for helping out our youth.
That's really well said, Adam, and thank you so much for the work you do here in Baltimore. It's not lost on the people, and I guess we'll end on this. Is there any conversation between you and the free agents of the team during the offseason, Adam? Are you texting Nick Markakis at all saying, how are negotiations going today, or is that off limits amongst the players?
I mean, nothing's off limits. Me and him were talking last night, actually. And? Nothing's off limits. It's not my negotiations, my contracts, but in the heart of hearts, I feel that, Markakis bleeds orange. He feels the same way. So at the end of the day, my favorite saying, I believe that something will get done and Markakis will be in Baltimore. But it's a business, so we all have to understand and take our emotions out and understand that the game is a business and business has to go on. So, but emotionally, I believe Markakis will be to my left again and hopefully the remainder of my contract and remainder of my career.
And love hearing that. Adam Jones, Orioles center fielder, big event coming up on Sunday before the Ravens game against the Titans. Go to simplyaj10.com for more details. The Stay Hungry Purple Tailgate hosted by four-time Gold Glove Award winner Adam Jones. Adam, thank you so much as always.
Anytime. That four-time, that sounds a little bit better than three-time.
Let's see if we can get to five.
I like that.
We'll come back with more next.
A lot of work to do.
We'll come back with more next.